Hey, welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Sim Gratina and Kathy Chan with their song Video Games. You actually brought that one to the show.
I did. It's good.
It's a really good song.
How you like it?
Really good. I like it.
She actually has a new album out. I haven't listened to it yet, but
awesome.
It's there
we'll
on the internet.
We'll have to listen to it and bring one of the... Get them.
Get them.
Well, this is the show where we talk about nerd geek stuff. We drop.
Oh,
some,
wait, is that this show?
This is this show.
Oh, okay.
Experience
man.
Points for those.
Glad to know I'm here.
That don't know. If you notice from the opener, the little zinger or the hook or whatever we're calling it.
Bumper or something? I don't know.
The bumper at the beginning of the show where it was Otacon yelling snake. This is going to be a Metal Gear Solid theme show because, as you may know, I'm a huge Metal Gear Solid fan.
You are getting
into it.
I'm getting there.
You are getting there. Well,
I do. I like it. I just haven't played a lot. Because, namely, I've been Xbox guy for a long time.
Yeah, and for a while there wasn't an Xbox version of Metal Gear Solid,
right.
and with 2 and 3, and I don't think they ever did Peace Walker. They may have, I can't remember, but they've released some versions, and of course now it will be, 5 at least, will be for Xbox, PS4, PS3, Xbox 360, and of course, PC.
And a toaster near you.
This is the show, like I said before, though, where we talk about geek and nerd stuff. It's Experience Points. We've got all of our audio online. Bear Wit is a website.
A website. You go to exppoints.com and double tap the P.
We also have social media. If you want to like, subscribe, or follow us, you can go to exppoints.com/social, and that's our landing page for all of our social media, including PayPal and Patreon. If you'd like to donate money, or if you want to pay us to do some goofy thing with, you know, your name or write
and
a song.
And we will,
or,
trust me.
Yeah, wear stupid
hats. I'm wanting
hats.
To do more goofy things.
The goofy... I want to make mistakes.
I want to make mistakes with my life.
Yep. The cool thing about the Experience Points radio show and website is we've branched out. We're now part of the Experience Points network, the EPN, and we're doing a lot of other cool stuff that will soon start filling the internet with awesome,
great... We're going to fill the internet.
Geek and nerddom! I love
Got
it.
Got him!
I love it. I'm pretty happy about that.
The internet? I love it too.
The general feel of the internet.
The internet,
we are going to cut to a song, come back, and talk what we did last week. This is The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons, some show regulars here. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still Experience Points. I'm still MG.
Wait. Yeah, I'm still Red Bear.
Oh, you had to check.
Yeah,
you just heard The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I Fight Dragons. Bear, this is the section of the show where we talk about what we did in the previous week.
I want to stop you. I want to do something different.
All right,
I want to go first. Can I go first?
Yeah, you can go first.
Okay, I'm going to go first.
What you got?
Man, Splatfest happened last week. Yeah. In case you're living under a rock or don't own a Nintendo because you're MG.
I'm definitely number one.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, I think you're a little bit of both, though.
Oh,
but,
I'm
yeah.
12. I'm
wow.
12, guys.
You're 12?
I'm 12.
What?
One and two.
Oh, got him. Anyway, no, Splatfest happened last week. It was Autocons versus Decepticons. And
Autobots.
Of course, whatever.
Is it Autocons?
Autocons. I think that...
Autocons from Snake. from Metal Gear Solid.
Or Autocon. I think that's an actual con you can
Autocon.
Go to. Anyway, there's too much nerd in my head, and it all kind of crosses streams every now and then.
Yes.
So that happens. So Autobots versus Decepticons. And, of course, Decepticons won because, you know, it's the better team.
Oh.
And
yeah.
I was on it.
That's effectively Horde in World of Warcraft. It's Horde.
I did that. And found a new Linux distro.
Yep.
Crash Bang Plus Plus.
Crash Bang Plus Plus.
Yes. It is.
Okay.
Potentially. I know.
All right.
Let your brain. And the way it's spelled is, I hate to say it, hashtag,
yep.
exclamation point, and then plus
yeah.
plus is how you actually spell it.
Nice.
It's a super lightweight distro because I happen to have a POS computer that I acquired.
Very cool.
And it wouldn't even run Linux Mint.
Wow.
But it'll run Crash Bang Plus Plus. All right.
Crash Bang Plus Plus. What can you do with it?
Everything.
Oh, okay. It's
you
Linux.
Know?
That's right.
Well, yeah. It's Linux. It's built off of Debian. And fun part about that, I got to look at it. I've been noticing this... on a lot of different Debian distros.
Yep.
There's a browser called Iceweasel.
Yes.
So
Ice
I've been wondering why.
I don't know.
You don't know? So what it is the Debian team took Firefox, made some modifications because it's open source, to make it better work with their platform.
I get it. Firefox, Iceweasel.
Well, here's what happened. So they did this, and then Mozilla threw a fit over it.
Okay.
And said, you can't call this Firefox. It's not Firefox. And they're like, but it's open source. They're like, yeah, but you can't do this. Then they're like, you know what? We'll just change the name and the icon. So now it's Ice Weasel, and it's a little weasel.
Very
and
cool.
Funny.
So it's like a thumb in the eye of Mozilla.
Yeah, basically.
Very cool. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, got him. Drop that knowledge.
That's the knowledge we drop. That's it.
Got him.
Very cool. Anything else you do?
Nah, I'm getting ready for this Labor Day weekend coming up.
Yep.
Going to have some gaming things going on there.
Going to be
playing
some games, doing some stuff.
Games, yeah. So what have you been doing with your life?
All right, Phantom Pain. First, I'll just go ahead and say it. I've been playing Phantom Pain. I think I have almost...
But MG, what is that?
Almost 20 hours. It's the newest...
Yeah, I know, because I'm trying to get you on Messenger.
Yeah, it's been the newest the newest Metal Gear Solid release. It came out 2 days ago. New Zealand time is 6:30. Ish a.m.
That's
o'clock.
How I know you're a nerd.
6 a.m.
here. You know when it came out.
Well, so
in New Zealand.
The problem. Well, no, it was released in New Zealand time.
I know, but the fact that you even know that.
Well, I had to figure it out so I could start preloading it. The problem.
This is your nerd level increasing.
Here's how my week has gone.
I have. Please tell us.
I have sit down and stay a while and listen. Here's what happened. So. It's no lie. It's no joke. It's not funny. I have slow internet. Okay.
He does. It is terrible.
I'm not insecure about it. Or anything,
I would be a little honestly.
But slow
I'm not
internet.
As patient as you.
So 6 meg internet. Now the files to
install.
Maybe
okay, like 1900.
Yeah. Like yeah. Exactly. I can. I'll explain what's actually
use
faster.
Use your words.
I'll explain what's actually faster.
You see how
faster.
He was talking? That's how you get audio through on his internet connection.
That's
so he
it.
Thinks that's how English
it
is
just
now.
It cuts out. It pauses. The advertisements on YouTube don't even load, and you'd think that
that's impressive. Because those ads will load on anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not on my case. No, so I have 6 meg internet. The files for Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, are 28 gigs worth of data. 28 gigabytes
nothing.
Of data. That's about, on a 60 meg connection, that's about 45 minutes of download. On a 6 meg connection, that is considerably longer, and I didn't want to. The bad thing is, like most Steam games, you have like preload. You can preload
right,
the
right.
game or whatever. Well, Konami didn't allow preload on the PC. They did on PS4, and I don't know if they did for Xbox One, but they didn't do it for PC. So normally I would have just said, oh, preload it, have it ready to go. It'll download like a 200 meg update, which takes like, you know, 40-50 minutes, and
that's terrible,
and that'll be it. Well, I couldn't do that, let alone it was at 6 a.m. on a work day. So what I did was I took a hard drive, went to work, installed Steam, downloaded
and
it at
carried
work,
carried the bits back
on
it's
a hard
faster.
Drive on
wow
a hard drive. Yes.
Physically carrying the bits is faster than using your actual internet.
My boss
connection.
Says never underestimate the bandwidth of a station wagon full of tapes on the interstate going 70 miles an hour.
Yeah,
so
true
it,
facts.
It's weekend. If we can drive it there faster, you have problems, and I certainly could drive it from work, you know, which has a considerably nicer connection to my house. So I have a hard drive. It's a little USB 2 hard drive. The plot thickens. It doesn't stop there.
Oh, this isn't over yet.
Yes. I had a rough – a couple – it was rough playing Metal Gear Solid, The Phantom Pain.
Let's go see Todd after this.
It was pretty bad, yeah. So – I get the hard drive to the house. I turn my computer on. It's Windows 10. Not too bad. I mean,
they know exactly what you're doing now.
I have, yeah. So yeah. Windows 10, I have a 64 gig SSD. It's a Samsung, I think an 840 or maybe an 850. It's a good SSD. It's small size-wise.
For your boot disk?
For my boot disk. And then I have two terabyte hard drives using
please
storage
plug.
Spaces. So two terabyte hard drives.
Just set up as single drives?
Yeah. No, RAID 1.
Okay.
So they're RAID 1. I didn't want to use hardware RAID because if my motherboard died, I would lose all of my data. But storage
yep.
spaces are really cool. More on that later.
I do it.
You should foreshadow that. You know, storage spaces, great stuff. Hint, hint. So I plug the hard drive in and I start copying all of the data from my external to the Steam library on my storage space drive.
Right.
It's a 1.8, 2 terabyte-ish drive. And it's copying. It seems like it's going to take like 7 or 8 minutes to copy the 28 gigs of data. Pretty good, right?
Yeah,
USB speed,
bad.
Spinning disk.
You still carry the bits faster than you could download them.
Right, absolutely. So it's copying, and I look over at Task Manager, and I see that my hard drive is at 100%. Like the source is at nothing, but the destination's at 100%.
That's interesting.
Which is weird. So I click on the destination, and I see 100%. but nothing's happening. It's just maxed out and doing nothing.
So it's just spinning really fast.
It's just spinning really fast.
That rewrite head bouncing back and forth?
Everything is broken. Like everything is really slow because all of my data is on the capacity drive, on the storage space drive. Yeah. So I'm thinking something got screwed up. Let me go ahead and just yank the USB and restart my computer. I yanked it thinking that it would slow back down to like nothing, and it didn't. So I restarted the computer. And then I considered, like, I tried it again. It was back at 100. It rebooted. It was still at 100. I wasn't even doing anything. Huh. The drive wasn't even connected anymore. So I didn't know what to do.
And sounds like a phantom pain to me.
It was a real phantom pain in my butt because it was bad. Like, I couldn't install the game. I couldn't even do anything now. And then after three or four reboots, it stopped booting altogether.
You broke your computer.
I broke my computer with the phantom pain. So, not installing it, just trying. So I went. That was like at a midnight or whatever. I started troubleshooting, got tired, maybe had a drink.
And, or 12.
And no, just one.
Oh wait, you're not me.
And I decided, you know, I need to sleep on this. I need to think about it and sleep on it. Maybe it'll be okay. It wasn't even booting. I didn't even have a computer at that point. I just had a big paperweight. So I went to sleep. Woke up at like 4. Couldn't
woke up in a cold sweat wanting to play Phantom Pain.
Couldn't even. I go back in the room, I turn the light on, and I am determined. I yanked my I unplugged the drives that were part of the storage spaces, and it booted instantly. Like storage spaces just gotten goofed up or whatever. So okay. I plugged one back in, restarted, and it came back up, and then another one back in, and it came back up, and then I copied it to another drive, and then copied it to the storage space, and it all worked. I don't know what happened, but
you ticked off the storage gods.
I did it. Maybe it was earlier than 4 because I've pretty much been playing nonstop.
I know. And I'm trying to talk to you and you won't talk to me.
No, sorry. I've pretty much been playing nonstop and I love the game. The
Matt,
game's so good.
Matt!
No! Bum, bum, bum.
Got him.
No, pretty good though. I love it. It's great. Such a good game. We're going to talk about Metal Gear Solid after this song, and then that'll fill up most of the rest of the hour.
I like how you're like making fat man belly.
Fat man. Speaking of Metal Gear Solid 2. In fact, this is Metal Gear Solid 2 theme by FurDK16. It's a really awesome kind of orchestral and rocking and everything version of Metal Gear Solid 2, which, in my opinion, had probably the best theme music out of all the Metal Gear Solids, but more on that later. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
You're listening to this exclusively on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
And 90.9 FM KSLU.
Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. This is still Experience Points. I'm MG.
And I'm Red Bear.
That was FurDK16 with a Metal Gear Solid 2 theme. It was pretty awesome. I love it.
Got it.
It's not Harry Gregson Williams, but it was really good. So, Metal Gear Solid 5 came out.
It did. I've been playing a little bit. I've been playing a little. You've been playing a lot.
Yeah.
It happens.
It's going to happen, yeah. But for those that you know, maybe you didn't play 3 or Portable Ops or Peace Walker or maybe even Ground Zeroes.
Hey, you're talking about me.
I'm talking about you. I want to catch you up. So, Bear, I think there's an introduction in order,
I
please.
Have one ready. Everyone, take a seat for MG and his history of Metal Gear.
Metal Gear. Bum, bum, bum. All right, so...
Just tell us the history.
We're going to take this from the top. Way back in the day, 1918.
2000.
No, 1918.
Wow, that's back in the day.
There's this super group form. They call themselves the Philosophers. They were people, real influential people of the time.
Basically me.
Basically a bunch of yous from Soviet Union, America, China.
China.
And they didn't want World War I to happen again. They wanted to use their influence and their vast wealth to sort of be able to control history so that they don't have another World War I. They don't want that to ever happen again.
World War seemed kind of bad.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. So that was their dream. But over the years, like 20-some-odd years, people started dying off, the different like intentions and the different ways to accomplish this sort of started to have problems and it started to fall apart. So the
kind of like my 383 project.
Exactly like every project I've ever been on almost. Yeah. So they started, there was a lot of infighting. The entire time though, they're making money. Like I think in the 1930s, there was, or by the 1960s, there was over $100 billion of 1960s, 30 to 60s money.
That's like more expensive.
That's like $1.6-1.7 trillion today. So it's a good bit of money. You could do a lot with that.
Yay, inflation.
But anyway, the wealth was great and everything. It was bequeathed to one of the members, one of the last surviving members' sons. And he's actually in, he's a Russian guy. His name's Volgin or Volgin. He is a colonel in this military and he used the money. A nuclear research program in Russia, in Groznygrad. Yes. So that's where we pick up in Metal Gear Solid 3, which despite being the not necessarily third game, it's actually, if you count the ones that you shouldn't count, the sixth game in the series.
Like Windows, Microsoft Windows numbering.
Yeah, it's backwards. So it's the third Metal Gear Solid game. It's actually the fifth canon game, but it's the first canon chronological game. This is Operation Snake Eater. It's 1963. Fox is a top secret organization from the CIA, sends out Naked Snake to infiltrate the Russian military base Groznygrad to get a Russian scientist, Nikolai Sokolov, out. He wants to defect to America.
Who doesn't?
Well, right. So he goes in to get the guy, and he's about to get the guy out, but then he has stopped by his mentor, this like really awesome.
I'm really hoping you're going to say Border Patrol.
He gets stopped by the boss.
The boss. That sounds serious.
Her name is the boss. She taught this guy everything she knows. She was like a mother to this guy. He actually does love her. He may not be in love. It's like deeper
motherly
than that.
Motherly love.
There's a motherly love,
so this
there.
This is Snake.
She, yeah.
Okay.
Naked Snake. She. Naked his name. Snake. His name's Jack.
Jack. Okay. She, Naked Snake and mother.
She puts the beat down on him. Whoops his. But throws him off
sounds
the bridge.
Like
you have to eat a snake and patch up your wounds and everything because that was a mechanic in the game. But he survives. He goes back, and as they're leaving or whatever, the Volgin guy is in a helicopter. He has Sokolov. He has the boss. And he fires off one of two Davy Crockett nukes. It's like these nuclear weapons that you can like fire from like a briefcase. It's really
neat.
That sounds
dangerous.
He bombs one of the facilities that Sokolov was working at, and everyone thinks America did it. So
dang it, America.
It's about to be, it's already Cold War, it's about to be World War III. We're about to go all full nuclear. It's going to be bad.
So they didn't stop World War II.
So they did.
World War II happened.
This is post-World War II. Yes, this is in 63.
Okay.
So that's what happens. He Snake is left for dead, forced to flee in the jungle. After a week, the Snake comes back out and he's like, all right, we have to go in. You have to kill the boss. You have to kill Volgin. You have to take everything back. We have to prove that America wasn't behind this.
That makes sense.
So at that point, Volgin has gone completely rogue. He stole this thing called the Shagohod, which was the precursor to the actual walking bipedal tank Metal Gear. In this case, it's like a mobile fortress that can launch nuclear warheads 6,000 miles, which is pretty far. Nothing did that back in the 60s, so it's definitely made up. But
in the 60s, that's
anyway,
a long distance.
It's
at least five times as far as North Korea.
Right today. But this is Metal Gear. This is the Metal Gear we talk about. This is the big vehicle,
the original,
that shoots
like
it.
The first one? Oh,
more,
no, wait,
more
we were
or
talking
less.
About the mech. Okay.
More or less. So cool. Following. Snake goes in. He finds two people. Eva, which turns out to be later, she's a Chinese operative. We don't know that though for a long time.
Spoilers.
And we're about to spoil everything.
No.
If you didn't know, there were spoilers in here, sorry. Eva and then Ademska, which is actually Revolver Ocelot. And even though they have different ideologies and different things about what they kind of form this warrior bond on the battlefield, which is pretty cool.
You kill people, I kill people. We cool.
That's pretty much it. And he's super young. Anyway, anyway, you go in, you find Volgin, you kill the Shagohod, you break him in the face, you hit him with the stuff, and then you have to kill the boss. You kill the boss, she gives you half of the Philosopher's Legacy, which, and I didn't cover this because there's a lot to go over and I'm trying to keep it right in my head.
I'm trying to keep it right in my head.
The
bro.
Philosopher's Legacy is all the money that Volgin inherited from his father, which was the last member of the Philosophers that, at this point, it was all that money. So, $100 billion, he used some of it to do the Shagohod thing and the nuclear facility. The microfilm, which had the location of all the laundered money, because you can't just have that much money in one place, you have to launder
right.
it. I assume.
I mean, thanks, Kojima. Would never know.
Thanks, Kojima. You didn't really help us out with that. Anyway, the boss, as she's about to die, gives you half of the Philosopher's Legacy.
What about the other half?
We don't know where it's at.
Okay.
We come back home to the States as Naked Snake. You've killed the boss. You've killed the person that is like your mother or whatever, and it's a big... You killed your mama. You come home and you find out that not really the mission you thought it was. It wasn't... The government lied to you.
That never happens.
Sorry. Apparently, the boss wasn't a traitor. She was over there to find this a Philosopher's Legacy and bring the money back to the U.S. They knew that Vol'jin had it, and whenever she went over there, Vol'jin fired the nuke, and... At that point, her mission changed, so she had to die for her country as a traitor, and that's why Snake had to go over there. Snake had to do it, because that's the only way to prove that we weren't in to blame or whatever.
Kill your mama so we don't go to war.
Kill your mama so we don't go to war. So he comes back. It's said that, you know, you give half the legacy or whatever to the government, and then you keep half for yourself. They give you the title of Big Boss. But Snake is so annoyed and kind of, you know, disturbed at how the government handled the whole thing. By killing his mama, he decides to just quit being in the military and go his own separate way and, you know, take the money and don't be Big Boss. All right, so that was Snake Eater.
Yeah, they're just going to tax him on that.
Metal Gear Solid 3, right? Big Boss is whatever. A couple years later, six or 7 years later, we've got Big Boss. He's captured by Fox, by the organization that he was part of.
Who is Big Boss at this point?
So I'm going to call him Big Boss, but it's Naked Snake. It's Jack. Okay. So Boss is dead. They give him the title of Big Boss because he took down the boss. So Big Boss, Snake, they're the same person. Fox, the organization he was part of, has gone completely rogue. There's the philosophers who were experimenting with some gene manipulation. And there's this guy. His name is Gene, G-E-N-E. Takes control of Fox. It goes rogue. Gene or Viper, depending on how you look at it. You take Solid Snake and or not Solid Snake. You take in Big Boss, and he's torturing Big Boss, trying to get the information about where the Philosopher's Legacy is because he wants that money. He knows that Big Boss was the last one to have it. Boss escapes along with Roy Campbell, gets a unit called Foxhound together with previous people that he's worked with, Major Zero, which was in the Snake Eater mission, with Roy and with Ocelot, and they go in and they take down Gene. After the fact, Gene is like, hey, you were actually that guy that, you know, you were the guy that I thought you were. You are the true legacy of the boss, so I'm giving you everything that Fox has. I'm giving
everyone's
you all
keeping
the resources.
It straight in their heads, right? There's a quiz later.
There is a quiz later. So anyway, Zero, Major Zero, starts something called Les Enfants Terribles, which is the terrible children or the I assume. Anyway, it's hard. So with that, they start doing genetic experiments. Big Boss doesn't really know about this. Major Zero sort of is doing this on his own. They agree that they're going to form something called the Patriots and do good things, sort of like what the philosophers were supposed to do, control history so that they can manipulate things so that we don't have all that war all the time.
Because it worked so well for the philosophers.
Well, we were going to be different, right? That's what's going to happen. So anyway, Big Boss, Eva, they genetically manipulate people, and there's three clones of Big Boss. Solid,
these are like people with GMOs.
Yeah. Solid, Liquid, and Solidus Snake, which will come later in Metal Gear Solid lore with Metal Gear Solid 1, or Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2, Metal Gear Solid, on and on and on. So cool. They're all different types of Big Boss's DNA. Like, you know, one is the perfect soldier, one is super crazy and like angry. So it's like kind, angry, okay. And then like politician. It's weird.
It broke up his personality.
Right. So they weren't. Big Boss was not happy with how. He wasn't happy with how Major Zero and how Ocelot and everybody was dealing and doing the Patriots. He didn't like it. So once he found out about Les Enfants Terribles, the boss said, or Big Boss said, I'm out, like Shout, Militaire Sans Frontières, which is what he's creating. It's a separate organization, like a different club for you to be in. That means Soldiers Without Borders. He forms it, and that's where Peace
like
Walker comes in.
Doctors Without Borders.
Exactly, except for soldiers.
Guns.
So anyway, 1974, Costa Rica, that's what happens. There's another Metal Gear threat. there's this guy, Hot Coldman. He's a CIA operative. That's his name, Hot Coldman. I know, it's not. Anyway, and there's these people, Paz, and then a KGB agent that ends up not really working out too well for him. But they come in. They say, oh, yeah, there's this other Metal Gear. They weren't going to – we want peace. We want to do some stuff. We want you to help us out. And they were going to turn them down. They weren't going to go in and help them. And then there was a tape of the boss's voice. So this is Big Boss, you know, Naked Snake Jack, hearing his motherly figure, his mentor's voice on a tape after she's been dead for years. So he investigates, okay. And he finds out that it's this AI, part of Peace Walker, which is an actual Metal Gear. It's this bipedal tank that can shoot a nuke.
Why it's called Metal Gear.
Yes.
Ha! I actually always wondered that.
Yeah, Metal Gear's the actual vehicle, the bad thing. So he goes in and he finds that they're trying to start this thing called a nuclear deterrent. The nuclear deterrent is actually a pretty interesting thing, so we're sidebar for that and talk about that for a minute. It's when if you fire a nuke at me, I'm going to fire a nuke back at you, and then we'll just be nuking ourselves, and you don't want to get nuked, so don't nuke me and I won't nuke you. That's nuclear deterrent. We all have nukes. If you push a button, I'll push a button, and buttons will be pushed, and nukes will be flying. There will be big explosions and mushrooms, and I don't like mushrooms. So that's effectively what nuclear deterrent says. But the problem with that, and they talk about this at length in Peace Walker, is that when you push a button, you make a conscious effort to kill all those people on the other side. But then maybe the person that has to push the button, the human that has to push the button, knowing that he's going to kill a bunch of innocent lives with a nuclear bomb, just because that person on the other side of the pond pushed a button, they might not be able to push it. They might not be able to actually do it. So what Peace Walker was supposed to do, they made the AI that it was just simple logic. If you push a button and a nuclear launches or whatever, a nuke launches and is coming our way, the AI will figure out the most appropriate target it, and definitely shoot. It will do it with –
because it doesn't care.
It doesn't care. It's got programming. It doesn't care if it gets destroyed. It's going to shoot a nuke at you. And if you know that that's what's going on, you won't push the button because you will kill yourself. That's what Peace Walker was supposed to be. But people be cray. They wanted to use it for all this kind of stuff.
That's true.
It turns out that – you know, and Snake goes in. Big Boss goes in. He takes them all down. He incorporates – builds his own Metal Gear, gets some scientists, gets some people, starts working up a team, saves the day. And then at the very end of it, we find out that Paz, the girl that is just this little girl, she was supposed to be like on your side and she was for peace and everything. Turns out she's like a double agent for this thing called Cypher, which is actually run by Major Zero, who was the guy who made the Patriots. And he's a jerk. And she is a double agent. She gets in Metal Gear and Metal Gear Zeke and tries to, which is the Metal Gear you built, try to like kill you. So, unless you join Cypher, because Cypher was the Patriots, Major Zero wanted you to join that, and we don't want to mess with him because that's what we made our own team. Anyway, you have to defeat Paz, you have to defeat Metal Gear, and she's thrown into the ocean. We think she's dead, and then Ground Zeroes comes up. Okay. Ground Zeroes comes up, and we find out that Paz is still alive. And this is right after Peace Walker, 1974 still. 1974, end of 1974. We find out that Paz is still alive. There's this kid, Chico. You meet him in Peace Walker, and he turns out to be like...
Is Peace Walker the ridiculous one?
No. They're all ridiculous in their own way.
Yeah, fair.
Anyway, don't interrupt. It's really hard to keep all
this... Keep going.
So in 1974, in Peace Walker, you meet this guy, Chico, and his sister, Amanda. And Amanda's cool, and Chico's cool. Chico and Paz kind of have this little romance, but they're kids. So Chico like falls in love, first love sort of thing with Paz. Paz turns out to be crazy and a double agent. They think she's dead. Then when Chico finds out that she's alive and is captured by this guy called Skullface, he's the commanding officer of an organization called XOF, which is Fox backwards. There's a lot of theming here. Anyway, when Chico finds out that Paz is alive, Chico goes by himself to Camp Omega, which is in Cuba. He goes out there. I missed something. It was an integral part. There's this base. It's an oil rig out in the middle of the Caribbean or whatever, near Costa Rica or off the coast of Cuba. I don't know where it's at. It's in the water. It's called Mother Base. This is like where Militaire Sans Frontieres is based at. It's great. It's cool. It came out in Peace Walker. That's what you need to know. Anyway, hi. Chico tries to go and rescue Paz, and he gets captured too because he's like just some little, you know, he's not good. He's just some little Costa Rican kid who like doesn't have much military experience, despite being trained by Big Boss at this point. Big Boss is now actually referring to himself as Big Boss, so is everyone else. Accepted who he is. So now Big Boss has to go and infiltrate Camp Omega, which is a U.S. black site. It's effectively a place where you can do really terrible things to people, and the U.S. can deny everything. It's like black ops sort of thing.
Yeah, gotcha.
Whatever. Anyway, so he goes in, he rescues Paz, he rescues Chico, and we find out that there's an inspection going on at Mother Base. You head back. The whole point of the inspection is to prove that they aren't bad people, to get the UN off their backs. You go back to Mother Base. You find out that Skullface and his army of XOF soldiers is attacking Mother Base. They're blowing it up. You and Kaz, which is a guy you met at some point, you escape. But turns out Paz has a bomb inside of her body that was hidden by Skullface. It blows up as she's jumping out of the helicopter you're in to try to save Snake, Big Boss or whatever. She explodes, so she probably is dead. At this point, I think we can say Paz is actually dead.
Probably.
The helicopter crashes, and Big Boss goes into a 9-year coma.
That's not healthy.
Start of Ground Zero, or start of Phantom Pain. This is the start of Metal Gear Solid 5. Phantom Pain, it's 1984. You've been in a coma for 9 years. They started at the end of 1974. Now, 9 years later, it's 1984. And crazy stuff starts happening. So that is and it's not as best as I can do. But on the radio, it's hard.
Okay, so I got this. You're saying that Metal Snake
is
his own grandfather.
And he's Top Gear.
Got him.
No. So the crazy thing is that, you know, the chronology is weird. It's Metal Gear Solid 3, Portable Ops, Peace Walker, Ground Zeroes, Phantom Pain, Metal Gear 2, the real one, not Ghost Babel or whatever, Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2, Metal Gear Solid 4. That is the chronology. And then there's Rising Revengeance after 4. But that is the chronology of how it's supposed to be laid out. Now, obviously, it came out as Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2, Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2, 3, 4.
F5?
Portable Ops Plus, Peace Walker, Ground Zeroes, Phantom Pain.
Okay, I am impressed and also hurts.
Yes, it's very, very frustrating. This is the Will of One. We're going to end the show after this. Will of One by the Proto Man. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You've been listening to this exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Much power. Hey, welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still experience points, but we're on our way out, guys.
We are. We're gone.
I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
You just heard Power User by MC Frontalot. Before that, the 2013 re-remix by the Proto Men.
Wiggy.
We're out of time. We really stressed ourselves out about that MGS history. It was a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of history, and I think I retained something about snakes.
The crazy thing is, that's not even half of the whole thing. Like, the events, I completely glossed over a lot of what they're all important parts.
All I know is in the new one, Satan is chasing me while riding an alicorn.
Yes.
And everything's on fire.
Yes, that's effectively what is happening. We might do a sub show on that, or we might do some mini cast about it. We'll post it to the website. Speaking of which, Bear, what is the website?
exppoints.com if you double tap that P.
We have social media if you'd like to like, follow, subscribe, or just
whatever you do these days, kids.
Whatever you do these days. It's exppoints.com/social. That's our landing page. Check it out. Soon we will have our open gaming servers. We'll have a server list. We'll do all that stuff. So we're updating a bunch of stuff. We're going to leave you with actually three songs. One of them is kind of short. So we're going to leave you with three songs. We're going to catch you back next week, next Wednesday from 9 to 10 p.m. Same time, same place. So please check us out. Listen to some of the shows in the meantime. We're going to leave you with Super Player by Jace Hall, part one of the Broken Bride soundtrack, or I guess album by Ludo, and then Throwing Fire by Ronald Jenkins. I'm MG.
I'm Red Bear.
This is the only place you can listen to this type of stuff. This is the internet. We are Experience Points on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 FM KSLU.
Okay, stop. Now wait a minute. I'm in shock. You want a piece of me? What? You better light up around the block, Best Buy. Ain't got this kind of game in stock. You just ain't the man. Yeah. You want to join my clan? See, I got a rainbow of tricks up my sleeve. Kung Fu so strong. I even speak Chinese. We finna be rock stars like